Across the fact that there is contamination inside these vaccines, it stunned me. It stunned me that the field that we had developed, this ability to reduce the cost of DNA sequencing 100,000-fold in 5 years, which occurred with many of the great scientists here in this community, was never used on the vaccine. They injected it into 5 billion people with 13 billion doses. That's an enormous risk to the human population, to take something you've never sequenced, inject it into everybody, and hope things come out right. That might be the largest Darwin Award our species ever sees. When you understand what's in these vaccines, you'll come to recognize why. When we sequenced these, we found out there were still manufacturing DNA in these vaccines that were not supposed to be there, something that's known as an SV40 plasmid that is used in gene therapy that tends to integrate DNA into your genome. This is particularly in the Pfizer vaccine, it's not in Moderna, but both vaccines are showing excess DNA that is well over the regulatory limits. And in addition to this, it's in a compartment, a lipid nanoparticle that makes it 100 times more toxic. It gets into your cells and triggers carcinogenic pathways. So this is a major oversight, and the FDA has known about this for 2 years. It's only recently have they taken some notice because our paper got finally peer-reviewed and published and been replicated about 10 other times. But now that we know that this DNA is contaminating these things, we're starting to see it get put into the congressional record with Senator Ron Johnson. We're seeing it get brought up to the ACIP committees now. They're taking this very, very seriously, but it's too late. We missed. Why did they miss? They missed because they have absolutely zero liability. They do not care about quality. They never will. So until you put liability onto these vaccines, they're going to have an avenue to inject your children with poison for the rest of eternity and have no accountability for this. All right, this is absolutely manufacturing slop gone off the rails. This is something that absolutely needs to be addressed. The remaining time, I want to point you to Japan. Okay, Japan has gotten the most of these vaccines. 80% of them are vaccinated, 13% of the country has gotten 7 vaccines. They are at a stage now where the excess mortality in Japan, directly coincident with the vaccination program, is now greater than the tsunami in Hiroshima combined. They will never recover from this. You cannot be mandating liability-free experimental injections into other people. We cannot have an avenue where the government and pharmaceutical companies can collude to inject you with things that are never been quality checked. Quality checking as small as a USB drive is all that was required to avoid this. And it was skipped. And it was skipped because of mandates, because of liability waivers, because people are afraid of a cold. They want to inject their neighbors' babies with stuff. This is sheep-like behavior. It's unconstitutional and it has to end. Thank you.